Now find yourself in a beautiful beach area. Just let yourself float over to a beautiful beach, maybe that you've been to before, or that you've seen in your movies, or videos, or in pictures. And just see yourself there, just floating above the beach, looking down at the water and the sand. Let yourself begin to float down to the sand, so that your feet now touch the sand, the warm sand. Feel the warmth of the sand and the sun on your back, the heat of the sun. Feel the calmness all around you on this beautiful beach, and you're alone on this beach. There is no one around except in nature. Birds overhead, you can hear them with their song. The ocean as it comes into the shore, the waves crash into the shore. But mostly it's quiet, it's very quiet. You're alone in your thoughts here on this beach. And in touch with everything now. In touch with all of your senses as they come alive. Your sense of seeing, hearing, touch, smell, all coming alive here now. As you hear the seagulls overhead, you can hear the ocean waves. You feel the sand, the warmth of the sand. And as you slowly walk down toward the water's edge, and your feet now go into the wet soil that is there, and your feet burrow down into the sand, you feel the heat down below and the coolness of the water above. And all is peace and calm and tranquil. As you become aware now of the ocean waves, as they come in and go out, come in and go out. And as you become aware of the sound of the waves and the momentum of the waves, you also now become aware of deep down within the earth, the mother herself, Gaia herself, is the beating of her heart, and how all of nature resonates to this beat of Mother Nature. All resonates to this heartbeat, all the way on up through all of life, through the plants, the minerals, the animals, and humans. All resonating to this heartbeat of Gaia. You're breathing, matching her heartbeat. The resonance of her heart. And the peace and tranquility and calmness that you feel whenever you're down by the ocean or any body of water, where you feel those negative ions in the air. And that blissful feeling that comes over you, feel that now, that blissfulness. Still feeling that blissfulness now, let yourself begin to rise up above this beach scene, up into the sky, up through the clouds, all the way up until you've passed through the Earth's atmosphere. You look back down and you see the Earth and you see your body down there. And you become aware of all of the ships that are out here, the many millions of ships, the many different civilizations, the different shapes and sizes and colors of the ships. Then you become aware further of the solar system, the planets in the solar system. As you let your gaze, your visualization, take you further out into the solar system, to the sun, to the center of the solar system, and through the sun, out into the galaxy, all the way to the central sun of the galaxy, and through that central sun of the galaxy, and become aware of the many millions of galaxies that are beyond, and all of the solar systems that are within the galaxies, and all of the central suns, all the way to the universal central sun, the cosmic source of this universe, the source of your being and your beingness. Just as you became aware of the heartbeat of Gaia, now become aware of the heartbeat of the central sun of the universe. But know that it is not a beat as you would think of it. It is an energy and a rest that goes for thousands and thousands of years between. And you have been through that resting stage. But now the beat has moved into an energetic stage. And it is the energy that is coming from this great central source that is making all of the changes throughout the galaxy, the solar system, in your planet, Earth, Gaia. Those energies now, see them coming as waves of energy, wave after wave after wave, that has been coming to the planet through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies in the solar system. In the galaxy you are in, and your solar system, into the Earth, wave after wave. Still see waves that are still coming now. Just as the waves of the ocean, one right after the other. But many times the waves of the ocean become stronger and larger and larger, just as these waves are as well. Because as man acclimates to these energies more and more, the waves can come in stronger and stronger, just as they are doing, these energetic consciousness waves. And also because of where your solar system has now moved in the galaxy, into this energetic stage within the galaxy, man can now take these energies more. So too the animals and the plant life can take this energy, this higher consciousness, these higher vibrations. And now, if you would, as these waves have been coming in and are still coming, look ahead now somewhat and see that final wave, that wave that creates the great solar flash from your sun, the great changeover that is coming, that has already begun at the higher levels of consciousness and is filtering down now, not all the way to your third dimension, but into the higher vibrations as you move into those vibrations. So see that wave now as a flash of energy, a flash of light. It comes to the planet and surrounds the planet with light, with consciousness, with oneness, with love. And that wave spreading everywhere, in all directions. Whereas a tsunami goes in one direction, see this tsunami with a central point and spreading out across the entire planet. Just as when you throw a rock into a body of water and the centrifugal waves come from that force that has embedded into the water. See it doing that now, spreading out in concentric waves of energy, of love, of consciousness, all across the planet, surrounding the planet, engulfing the planet. And how light has fully descended on Earth. And all of the corresponding changes that happen as a result of this. Where you felt that blissful feeling there on the beach, or whenever you've been on the beach in your physical body and you feel those negative ions and that blissful feeling that comes over you. Now multiply that hundreds of times over, and you can begin to approach what you will feel, what man will feel, what the animals will feel, and the plant life as the energies increase and consciousness raises. How man comes together, no more separation, but togetherness now, hugging, clasping hands, sharing with each other, feeling the connection with one another, the oneness that we are all meant to be. Feel that now, experience that. As light indeed has returned to Earth. As the plan of love and light and power restores the plan on Earth. Now let yourselves begin to come back, drift back toward your physical body from wherever you found yourself. Come back down to your physical body, merge back in, but bring that blissful feeling that you had, if even for just a moment, bring it back into your physical form. Let it move through your physical form. Let the vibration, the light, that blissfulness fill your body now. Where your astral and your etheric and physical body all come together, working together. Your chakra centers being more alive now. may even notice as you come back in and you focus on those chakra centers and how much more alive they appear. Perhaps they are spinning faster without you even knowing it, or the colors have become more brilliant as a result of this meditation. For you have touch with the song of Gaia herself, and all the way to the central sun of the universe. Let yourselves now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara, and it is always a pleasure to be able to be here with you in these moments, in these times of great change that are happening on your world. Not only on your world, but in your solar system, out through the galaxy, as the entire solar system and galaxy are watching all that is playing out in front of us, watching you, those of you there on the ground, what you call the boots on the ground, that are fast making the changes, bringing the changes about to this planet, to the collective human kind. All of you are doing your part, whatever that part might be. Some may think it is just a small part. Some feel like they are having a larger part in it. But it is all one. There is no smaller or larger part to play here. You all have a part in this. And it is as if you have come to a precipice. And you are standing on that precipice, looking out across the vistas in front of you. And some of humanity will step off that precipice and fall. They will fall right out of their physical forms, because they will not be ready to move into those higher vibrations and higher consciousness. It will not be for them. So they will find this as their exit point. And then there are others who will stand upon the precipice and be afraid to leave it, be afraid to move on in their journey. So they will remain in the lower levels of consciousness, right where they have been. They will stay within their comfort zones. And then there are those of you who are ready to step off that precipice, to physically step off it, but not fall, but soar, fly across the clouds. Fly as the eagle flies. Because you are meant to, you are ready to, you are ready to move fully through this ascension process and realize your full ascension. Yes, it will take a great many changes yet to come to this planet, for many are still destined to bring changes that some will be ready for and some not. Just as you have been watching from your point of view and seeing all of the things that are happening and looking at it, though, mostly from a higher point of view now. If you are looking at it from the point of view of all of those that are yet still asleep, then you will remain in that sleep state temporarily. But those of you look at the many changes that are occurring and see it for what it is. Not a great division, but a great awakening that is coming from the divisions that are appearing. And I say seemingly appearing, because they are not really divisions. It is all a part of the awakening, as everything is coming together exactly as it needs to. And those of us within our ships, looking down upon all of this, watching, waiting, preparing for the moment when we are called more fully into service and ready to assist all of you who have then risen into the higher vibrations and are ready then to meet us. As we lower our vibration, you raise yours. And then we can meet together. We can be as one again, families reuniting again. Families that have been so far apart for so long. But yet, as you look back at this, you will look back at this as just a moment in time, even though it is an entire lifetime for you. In the grand scheme of things, it is only but a moment. And you will remember fondly how you were a part of this great moment. All of us, as we watch, as we assist wherever we can, we are here to help bring this entire awakening upon you. But it is all of you that are necessary to create the avenues of expression that are needed to bring this awakening forward. You are all meant to do this. We are all meant to do this together. And together, we will and are moving forward, bringing an end to the great divide, bringing an end to those dark forces that have held sway upon this planet for so long, but are now losing their momentum. For in reality, they have very little or no momentum left. It has been taken away from them by you, the awakened ones. For that was their greatest fear, that you would awaken. And awaken you have. So let yourselves continue to move forward now. Move forward. Raise your vibration whenever you can, whenever you think about it. Just be in that higher vibration. If it takes going out into nature, then do that. Whatever it takes to raise your consciousness within the moment, within any given moment, you can raise your consciousness and overcome all the frailties and the programming of the 3D world, of the 3D illusion that you have created here. But just as you have created this 3D illusion, you can uncreate it and create that which is the new reality that is to be a part of the new age, the new golden age of Gaia. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and know that we are here. We are here to be with you, to share with you, and very soon we're going to be here more fully than we have up to this point. It is happening as you look out within the skies at night and you see the twinkling stars. Know that many of those twinkling stars are not, but they are our ships. And we are here in the millions and millions to be with you in this great change over time. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to move ahead with your questions if you have them. Do you have questions for one who serves in Shoshana? You can unmute your phones. We always forget to ask you to do that. You can unmute your phones now, and we can hear your lovely voices and ready to assist here if we can.
Hello, dear one. This is Lorelei. Hello, yes. Shoshana as well. So a while back, I had a vision in one of my meanderings or experience, I'll call it, where I was brought forth from the two twin flames who I would, I guess, be my higher self. They together brought me forth along with my twin flame. And I wasn't sure if they actually called me from somewhere else, or they actually created myself and my twin flame. So I'd be curious about that. I thought maybe perhaps they'd called us from somewhere else, or perhaps they'd created us. I wasn't sure which. But at any rate, I also wonder then, it occurs to me that I was wondering if the process of creating an aspect involved the two aspects, the twin flame and the other aspect. And then if that's the case, then would not our higher self be both of those aspects?
My dear sister, you are moving into a realm of consciousness and knowing that is quite beyond the actual understanding that can come within your three-dimensional consciousness and understanding here. But as you ask this, we can give you that certainly you are on the right track in many respects here, as your higher self is the catalyst, we will say here, the one that brings you into the picture here. But you also have understood from times past here that your higher self is a, you might say, a lower self of another higher self. And then that one is also a lower self of another higher self, and so on and so on. All the way up to what would be considered the monad, which would be more of the beginning of who you are as a being, as a spiritual being. So to understand all of the aspects and all of this, it is very difficult. But know that there are various aspects of yourself that have come from the direct higher self that you know of at this point. But you do not know much about the higher selves beyond that one and beyond that one and so on and so on. And to be able to get it, come to an understanding again at your three-dimensional consciousness and or readiness here is quite difficult to fathom. But we will turn this over to Shoshana, for she may have a different, not better, but different perspective here we can offer.
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please, dear one.
Dear sister, you are called forth and created in the same moment. It is the same thing. We also must say that it is important, if we may share this perspective with you, that you focus on the journey that has been created by you, for this life. That you, as the one called Lorelei, focus on what your mission is, what your journey is, and that you fulfill that as best you can. This is the most important thing that all can do in this moment, in this life, you see. It is difficult for all that are star seeds, all that are system busters, all that are beyond truly the third dimensional life, to bring themselves to a focus in this life. It is far more comforting and far easier for these star seeds to focus on who they were, what they were, and why they were, as they long for this. We must caution all to bring themselves to this moment in time where they must fulfill the mission that has been designed by them and given to them for this life. Namaste.
Very good. Do we have further questions here?
Yes, I do have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. It seems published in that the month of October is going to be very interesting for the humans. I was wondering if you have any suggestions to us in how to prepare those that are not awake yet or are not in social media, how to prepare for, you know, for them, how to prepare them mentally, psychologically, and physically for these upcoming changes. For example, I noticed people getting very scared when a lot of people are doing their transition, when they're very young, underage, or not even sick. So how can we bring a little bit of comfort to those that are not aware of these changes that are natural, you know?
First of all, we would say for you, it is not your mission or your concern to be their caretakers, we will say here. It is not for you to awaken them. Now, that is to say, if they are asking for assistance, then you can be there. That is one of the missions that many of you as the light warriors, as you move along through this ascension process, you will be called upon in this respect to assist others in their awakening process. But only when they call for it, only when they ask for it. If you are concerned about others and what you are not doing for them, then you are losing something within yourself. You are missing something along your own personal journey then, if you are only concerned about helping to awaken others. Now, that is a sense of service to others, and that is wonderful. That is certainly a spiritual quality that you are all moving toward more and more. But it is not important for you to be concerned about whether they awaken or not. That is not for you. Only if they call for it and ask for it, you see. And as far as your October, as you are asking, We think we get this question every single September as you come up to it, as you are moving to these Octobers each year. It comes up. You hear, call it as October surprise. And yes, there have been various surprises possibly that have come, but not only in October, there are surprises in other months as well. In this year, certainly there were many surprises that came up and many more still to come. So we cannot tell you when they will be or what they will be, but just that they will be. Okay, Shoshana?
We wish to share. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we wish to ask a question.
Yes.
Who is it that you are concerned for?
Family members, my parents that are already, you know, older, family, friends, you know, people just in the world that are commenting that they're very afraid because they've been programmed that the war is ending and a lot of people are dying. So just, you know, to bring some comfort for them, bring their vibration, help them with some guidance. I don't know. I was just thinking.
We will say, dear sister, that anyone who chooses to be an influence, to be a comforter, must simply be the example. Those that will be drawn to you are drawn to you because you become the spiritual and loving soul that you are, and you exhibit that in each moment. It does not matter what others believe. It does not matter what others think, or it does not matter what others wish to do with their lives. That, of course, is not within your boundaries or your control. What only is in your control is what you do, what you exhibit to others. We find that the highest master that has the most robust light attracts even those that believe in nothing, that believe that there is no God, there is no source, there is no soul. They are still attracted to the one that has the brightest light, you see. So your job, as it is in the job of all that are awakening, is to be the influence through their own actions, through their own light, and others will be attracted to that. That is the most important thing to do here. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes?
Actually, James practices chakra meditations that involve visualizing the chakras. I also do them on my own, which I really enjoy. But I noticed that a couple, at least, other guys or teachers who I respect and like their work, but they are saying that that's an old system, and they just talk about, like, you know, one big white light or something, as opposed to all the seven chakra wheels inside are vehicles. So the question is, why are they talking about not focusing on our chakras?
You have a saying, to each his or her own, do you not?
Yes.
Then that is what we would say here. It is not important what one says or does not say or whatever. It is what you resonate to. So there are various teachers, various ones that come forward and share a certain technique or offer different tools. And it does not matter what they are or who is offering them, but it only matters, again, to what you resonate to. You are on your own personal journey in this. And if the chakra system resonates to you, then that is what you are being given here. And that is what, for the most part, those here on these calls in your ancient awakenings are associated with the chakra system more fully than possibly some others might be. It is because of where you have come from. Many of you are from the Lemurian lineage here, and even beyond that, from other systems before that, where you have been together many times before, and you come together again. And the chakra system and the tools utilizing the chakra system is what we determined some time ago that you would resonate to most fully. But again, it is not for everyone. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will share. May we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the chakras are not old. It is not an old system. It is not a new system. It is a container for all of the soul's history and how the body reacts to the soul's history and how the body forms itself out of the information that is contained in these history balls. It is not about whether you resonate to that or whether you wish to understand that or you wish to use that system. It exists. Perhaps some wish not to focus any longer on that system. But it is not a matter of whether it is old or new. It is a matter of understanding that this is part of the being, part of the record, part of the soul. Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I just watched the movie called Thrive 2, and it was a very thought-provoking documentary about the way that our world is being messed up by the powers that be. And I'm just wondering, what do you see as my role in helping this, and or what should I work towards to make this a better world to live in?
First of all, we cannot directly answer your question as a direct question, a personal question from you in this format that we are using here. Your role, your journey is your journey, and we are not here to tell you what that is, but you can go within yourself. And now this is for everyone here, not only for this one that asks, but everyone can go within themselves and ask their higher selves, ask the guides that work with you as to what your next step should be, or where your mission is taking you, or whatever it might be. Just as the one who was on earlier, the dear sister who spoke about she has put together the research and is waiting now for the next step. She will be given that next step if she is patient and she asks for it and waits. It will come to you. It will not necessarily come in directly in terms of a voice or even a thought process, but it might be something you will be led to or something of this nature. So this goes for you as well, dear one, dear Thomas here. It is for you to decide what is best for you, and then go with it. And if it works out, then it is most likely meant to be. If it is something that comes rather easy to you, it is usually meant to be. If it is something that meets with great resistance, then likely it is maybe not for you at that time, you see? Okay, Shoshana, you have anything?
We will share. May we share, dear brother?
Of course.
We find that when an individual is being influenced in some way by what they are seeing, by what they are feeling, by what they are believing, they must determine what this means for them, because that is the journey. The journey is yours. The journey is to decide what is mostly influencing you. So as you indicated, if you are watching this documentary and your heartstrings are pulled upon and you have great feeling for what you are seeing, then that is an indicator that you must participate, that you are called to participate. What we will tell you is that the being that you are tends to overthink everything. So you must now just simply feel. When you are seeing something like this documentary, you will notice your feelings about something. And when you notice your feelings, that is an indicator that you must move forward in that arena, in that direction. So we will tell you that is called resonating. So when you are watching this, watch what you resonate to, and then pick that, and then move forward in that direction. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Are there further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Rita, and I want to know, will we know when we ascend? Will there be a special feeling, or we go through some type of energy? Oh, of course, I'm pretty sure of that, but blurriness and like we're underwater, and then when we arrive, we'll know that we have ascended?
Dear sister, there will be absolutely 100% no question about whether or not you have ascended. When you have fully moved through the ascension, not only just the ascension process as you are moving through now, but the full ascension, no question about it. You will know that you have arrived in that sense. Not arrived at a final destination, because as we have said, there is never any one final destination. It is all part of the journey. But it is a stop along the way, we will say, is this great ascension. Okay? Shoshana?
We do not add to this.
Very good.
Sir, okay. I don't know if you're allowed to, I'm not afraid to ask, though. Can you tell steps? Can you tell what we might feel in a 3D definition?
We have given that many times within your meditations to be able to feel a sense, even just a small smidgen or a small sense of what it will be like. So take that you may have felt during one of your stronger meditations, possibly, and then multiply it hundreds of times over, and you will begin to have a sense or a glimpse of what it will be like.
Okay.
We will share. May we
yes,
share?
Please do share, honey.
Dear sister, each being, each human that will go through this process has a unique process. It will not be like any other. It is unique to each being, just as their fingerprints are unique. It is amazing how perfectly unique each being is, their journey, as you see. So to define steps or define processes is quite impossible, you see. So that is up to you to define that for yourself and notice it. But as one who serves has given, you will know. There will be no doubt. So for you, you must simply be patient and go through the process as you have. Namaste.
Yes, sit back and enjoy the ride.
Thank you very much, both of you. I love you dearly. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any further questions here? Then are we ready for your email questions, dear sister?
Yes, thank you. There are two questions. The first is, the earth long ago supposedly was owned by others and then leased to those of us here now. Can you tell us the truth about this situation or explain it? Thank you.
What we can tell you is there are many stories that have been told over the many thousands and thousands of years in your existence here. So to understand where it all began is very difficult to do here. But know that there is, no one can own the earth, in a sense here. It is the living planet, the planet that has what we call the living library here. And it is for all. Just as when you go into a library and there are so many different books and different things to choose from so many different areas and so many different disciplines of various kinds, so too is it like here. There is so much here within this living library, and it is not for anyone to own. It is for all. It is for all to experience and to enjoy here. That is what the earth was meant for, and that is what it is to this day. There have been those that have fought over it many times and felt that they were the victors, so then, therefore, to the victor go the spoils. But it was never meant or could be owned by any particular civilization, at least not beyond their own thinking, we will say here. They may have thought they owned it, but they did not. Okay, Shoshana?
We do not add to this.
Very good. Then we move on to other question.
Yes, thank you. This person had listened to Cobra, and on Cobra there had been explained a war between the Alliance and the Dracos and the Illuminati, both above the earth and within the earth. And could you please explain it?
What we can tell you is, yes, there is those battles, those wars that are continuing to bring freedom to this, not only to this planet, but this entire solar system here. Much of the solar system has already been freed here in that sense. But the planet is yet to experience the fullness of freedom that is destined for it. So there are those battles that are occurring, and the Alliance and the galactic forces that have joined together are bringing an end to those nefarious dark forces that have attempted to, in many respects, to own the Earth. But they cannot do that. So they are losing very fast, and it is coming to a conclusion very, very quickly here as we find it, in both above the planet, on the surface, and also below the surface as well. Shoshana?
We do not add to this.
Very good. Then we feel we are finished for the time. Do you have parting message, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Then we will simply part with... We actually do not have message either at this time. So we will just say, Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, namaste.
Thank you.